the beautiful, vivid imagery that Ezekiel gives us of the water in the temple, overflowing abundantly, providing an immense amount of fresh water. It says every time that the fresh water, the sweet water, touches the salty water, that all the water becomes fresh and sweet. And it's not only an abundance of water, but it's healing water. It's providing food for the plants. The plants providing food for everyone. It's the wonderful prophecy of the abundant gifts of the Holy Spirit that Jesus would say elsewhere in John's gospel, that the springs of living water welling up within each of us as a sign of the Holy Spirit's presence within us. That water that flowed from the temple is a foreshadowing of the water that flowed from the side of Jesus on Good Friday. The source of all, the source of the sacraments, the source of life, the blood and water coming from the side of Jesus. And the effect of that flowing water, the effect of the healing sacraments, is on display in the gospel today. The foreshadowing of what is available to each one of us. And Jesus asked this man a very, what might seem to be a strange question, but a necessary one. Do you want to be well? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be saved? Do you want to be set free? How often we can become accustomed to our deficiencies in the physical life, but more importantly, in the spiritual life. That even though we come to Mass regularly, we go to the sacrament of confession regularly, how often do we just settle in the mindset of that this is just the way I am, with no real expectation of the powerful healing that Jesus brings to each one of us? Jesus knew what the man needed, but it was more than just a magical formula to heal him. By asking him that question, he invited the man into a dialogue, into a relationship. And this is what the church is intended to be for each of us, this invitation into this relationship, this dialogue with God the Father, who desires to heal us, who desires to set us free. So where is your struggle? Where is your deficiency? Where is your sin? And do you really believe that Jesus will heal you? He will set you free? Allow him to pour forth those healing waters from his side through the sacraments over your life, over your family. Trust in the sufficiency of God's grace in your life. And what he told the man, he tells each of us, rise, take up your mat, and walk.